Hi, I'm Rick Lefevre, Master Hypnotist, NLP Master Practitioner, and PS Tech Certified Therapist. I've been in practice helping people change for over 25 years. This is the Laughing Longevity podcast, where we explore the answer to the question, how good can you feel? Tools of my trade. Do you know what it's like to have a job to do but not have the right tool to do it? What if there were simple tools that could easily and effectively be used to make profound and lasting positive changes in your life? Today I want to talk about my favorite tools for change and how they might become your favorite tools as well. These are the tools that I use day in and day out to help people make the changes in their life that they want to make. Now, two of them lend themselves easily to self-help practices, and the other takes a bit more expertise, but it's certainly a skill that with training you'll find very useful. The first is an amazing new tool created by an equally amazing hypnotist from the UK by the name of Tim Fazekerley. This tool goes by the name of Percussive Suggestive Technique, PS Tech for short. PS Tech is a process built around a series of audio-based exercises that literally unplug or disconnect negative emotions from past events. You can read the story of PS Tech from Tim's website, which is linked to my site. The PS Tech procedure is quick and marvelously effective. In my 25-plus years of doing hypnotherapy, I have never encountered its equal. I've now incorporated PS Tech in nearly all of my therapy sessions. I've been registered and certified as a PS Tech Advanced Therapist, and I use the program extensively. Now, one very cool aspect of PS Tech is that you can download the basic program from the PS Tech website for free. You get the basic PS Tech audios and full instructions. And I highly encourage everyone listening to this to download these files and play with PS Tech. In the hands of a therapist or a do-it-yourself helper, it's a monumental resource. The second non-hypnotic tool that I employ is an energy psychology technique known as meridian tapping. This is another technique for freeing yourself from emotional baggage and the barriers you have to your satisfaction and to your success. There are several different forms of this tool out there in the marketplace, and most of them are highly effective. I use Robert Smith's Faster EFT, and EFT in this case stands for Emotionally Focused Transformations. Now, these two powerful tools that I've described so far, I find PS Tech a bit more effective, but as I'll explain in a moment, Faster EFT is much more convenient. The basic technique for faster EFT is to get in touch with or tune into the feeling that you want to reduce or eliminate. Now, while holding that feeling or thought or memory in your attention, begin gently tapping on specific points on your body. This is a gentle tapping, a very light touch, and that's all that's required. Like I said, I find this a very effective technique, particularly when combined with the other two tools that I'm discussing today. I find the PS Tech process that I talked previously about a bit more consistently effective, but faster EFT can be done anywhere, anytime, and because it does not require playing an audio, it's much easier to set up. So it is a great tool to have in your change arsenal. You can certainly find out more about faster EFT at the website www.fastereft.com. The last tool, and the tool that I've been using the longest, is hypnosis. Hypnosis is simply a method of communicating with the subconscious mind. Habits and emotions are in the domain of the subconscious mind. What makes a behavior or a set of behaviors a habit is when it goes from being a conscious activity to becoming a subconscious activity. For example, when you first learned to ride a bike, it was almost all a conscious learning process and took all of your attention. You had to pay attention to so many different elements of riding a bike, the balance, the pedaling. Most people spent a lot of time as they learned to ride a bike, picking themselves up off the ground. But one day, after a lot of painful practice, you discovered that you could get on a bike and seemingly automatically ride that bike down the road. That is, you didn't have to consciously think about the process of riding the bike anymore. You just rode. You had learned it. It had become a subconscious process. You might even say it had become a habit. Now, once a behavior moves from your conscious to your subconscious, it also begins to resist change. That seems to be a survival mechanism of your system. After all, you wouldn't want to have to learn or relearn things like walking, bike riding, spelling, and so on every time you wanted to perform them. So it's very, very handy that these have become habits. Hypnosis, as I practice it here at Laughing Longevity, is the process of guiding you into a special state of mental relaxation in which the subconscious portion of your mind is much more open and amenable to change. Lifelong habits can be removed and new habits learned in an amazingly short amount of time, sometimes within minutes. Additionally, hypnosis is so effective at changing our experience of physical discomfort that dentists frequently use hypnosis in the place of chemical anesthesia, and some doctors as well as anesthesia for surgery. Unlike PS Tech and Faster EFT, the ability to effectively use hypnosis does require more training and experience, so finding a competent hypnotist is the fastest route to make the changes you want, either by being trained in self-hypnosis or by having the skilled hypnotist work directly on your issue. Using these three tools, PS Tech, Faster EFT, and hypnosis, you can change virtually any behavior, any belief, or emotion, and those are the three building blocks to the experience of your life. This is Rick Lefevre, hypnotherapist with Laughing Longevity. I invite you to further explore how to use these tools and enhance your life by checking out my website at www.howgoodcanyoufeel.com. Have a magnificent day.